Joining me live over the phone with the monthly report from the Star Valley Arts Council is Executive Director of the Arts Council, Lexi Weber, today on the Weekday Wake Up. Lexi, good morning. Thank you for your time. How are you today?
I'm great. Thank you.
Hey, appreciate you calling in. A lot of big things coming up, actually, with the Star Valley Arts Council. And we hit mid-November, which means the Stars in the Valley Christmas show is on the way. Tell us what's happening here.
Yep, we've got Stars in the Valley. It's on Saturday, December 13th at 7 p.m. This is at the Star Valley High School Auditorium. This is a show we put on every year where we gather all local talent to show off some of Star Valley's gems. It's an interesting thing because I don't know how many years we've done this, but the show is never the same. We're always able to find new talent in this valley. There are so many incredibly talented people, and it's just so fun. The show is so different every year.
It really is.
Go ahead.
Oh, I was just going to say, and it's not just the different performers, but the different kinds of acts, right? It's a real variety show.
Yeah, it is. So this year we have the Top Classics. I don't know if they've ever joined us before, but that's always such a fun thing to have these ladies that do this really unique, clogging is probably not the right word, the tapping. That's fun. We have Nina Munger, who is a harpist. We haven't ever had that before. We have Ikaika Cope on the piano. We have Clint King, who's doing a guitar vocal. The Angel Choir, Vickery Sisters, Hayden Burton. It's just like an age range, and it's the instrumental range. Everything is just so fun and unique.
Absolutely. So that's coming up December 13th and at Star Valley High School in the auditorium, I assume?
Yes, the auditorium.
Perfect.
Tickets are $5 a person. They're on sale now on our website, starvalleyarts.org.
And it sounds like the show's set, correct? You're still not looking for performers at this point?
Right. It is set.
All right. Stars in the Valley happening December 13th. Get those tickets at starvalleyarts.org for the show on December 13th. Really excited about this one. BYU Young Ambassadors coming in January.
Yeah. This is a singing dancing group from obviously BYU University. They'll be performing songs from Wicked and Tangled and Tarzan, from Benson Boone, Taylor Swift, Queen. So really, there's something for everyone in the show. We have early bird pricing for tickets through December 31st. Those prices are $12 for students, $20 for adults. That's the early bird pricing. So get your tickets early. We know that it's a higher priced show than what we normally do. This show is on Saturday, January 17th at 7 p.m., also at the high school auditorium. And we have those tickets available also on our website.
Sounds like such a good stocking stuffer, if you ask me, for those types of tickets. And again, early bird pricing, so get those in advance. If you're not familiar with who the Young Ambassadors are, I really encourage our listeners to go check them out because they put on such a great show. And this is one you're going to want to see for sure, right?
Yes, this is going to be great.
BYU Young Ambassadors, January 17th. Tickets available, early bird pricing at starvalleyarts.org. Lexi Weber with us this morning, Executive Director of the Star Valley Arts Council. Lexi, a couple other events you have on the horizon with the Arts Council, figure drawing sessions. Tell us about this.
Yeah, this is just something we're going to start monthly figure drawing sessions in January. This is just open to anyone who wants to improve their drawing skills. It's kind of a walk-in thing. Anyone who wants to show up can just draw with us. We do have registrations on our website that just kind of helps us plan. If anyone wants to let us know they're coming, then that's helpful that people can just show up. So they'll be held on the first Wednesday of every month from 7 to 9 p.m. at the Aetna Community Center in the library room. It's just $10 to participate, and that just helps us pay for our models. And on our website, we have a recommended supply list, and we also have the exact dates. And it also just gives a brief idea of what to expect when you're there. You know, we're going to do 5-minute poses, and then we do 10-minute poses, and then we do an hour long of this pose, and just, you know, kind of what to expect. So...
Very cool.
anyway, this is just something new, but why not? Why not try it? Let's see how it goes.
Yeah, absolutely. So that starts in January at the community center, and details for that as well at starvalleyarts.org, and the oil painting workshop. That's coming back in February, right?
Yeah, I feel like we are always talking about an oil painting workshop, but it's because they've always been very popular, and as soon as we finish one, the students in the class are begging us to schedule the exact same thing again. They want to take it again every time. So we have our next week-long oil painting workshop, and this one will be February 2nd through 6th at the Aetna Community Center. We obviously really like this space that we have found, this library room in the Aetna Community Center. So in this workshop, we'll learn to paint either a portrait or a landscape in the Old Master style. On our website, I have added photos from both of our previous workshops that show previous students' work. I just want to show that you can be a beginner and still be very successful in this workshop, so I have just taken a bunch of photos throughout the process of the workshop, and I've just uploaded them on there.
Excellent.
The cost is $600 for the week. And you can just find a bunch more information and photos on our website.
StarValleyArts.org. And again, Stars in the Valley Christmas Concert, December 13th, and BYU Young Ambassadors, January 17th. Lexi, as always, appreciate your time. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
It's all part of the Weekday Wake Up this morning on SVI Radio.